we did do some cleaning up, and we certainly rounded out a lot of the rough edges. But despite that, we are in a very dire situation now, I believe. The global warming issue, disruptive climate change coming at us is the most potent environmental threat that we've ever experienced. You know, meanwhile, we've been losing an acre a second of tropical forests for decades now. We're consuming vast quantities of fresh water from our streams and rivers. A flock of rivers no longer reach the ocean in the dry season around the world. We are overfishing 75% of the marine fisheries. 90% of the large predator fish in the oceans are gone. Half the wetlands are gone. We're extinguishing species 1,000 times the rate of natural extinction. So these are very serious problems.
You suggest in your book that tackling environmental problems will require us all to stop looking at things with such a narrow view. The environment is connected and affected by business and government and lifestyle, or in other words, capitalism, democracy, and consumerism. Do you want to change the world? Is that what it's going to take?
Well, I think quite literally we have all got to be out to save the world at this point, and I think these issues are linked. We forget sometimes that the real thing that is undermining the environment is economic activity, and this growth carries with it enormous potential for increased environmental destruction. Now, the problem is companies have enormous incentive not to pay their environmental costs, to push these costs off onto other people and onto future generations. The result is that the prices that for their products are environmentally dishonest.
Can you give me an example of a case like that?
Well, I would say any oil or coal company and us in using the oil and the coal in our electricity and in our homes or whatever, we're paying nothing compared with the environmental cost that the use of the fossil fuels is imposing on our environment and on our own human health. And in that basic arrangement is buttressed by enormous power now on the part of the corporate sector. Not only are they the principal economic actors in our system, but they're the principal political actors in our system now. It's buttressed by our own consumerism, our own pathetic capitulation to the advertising machine that we face every day. And it's buttressed by government, which is really wholly dependent now on growth for raising extra taxes without having to raise tax rates, and for holding out the promise of better lives, which don't materialize.